The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm going to get you high because it doesn't matter what day of the week it is anymore. You don't have a job and you ain't got shit to do but listen to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
You dying over there?
I just smoked too much.
You kind of like you can hear that and like hear the wind leap his tail.
Oh man.
Good job.
He's passed out.
Thinking outside the log box.
Hey, we're live now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 200.
200. Remix.
Remember that time when Gabe was a wankster?
No.
What?
Hannah's laughing about it right now.
I don't know what is going on in my living room right now, but it definitely looks like some form of assault.
It's very loud, whatever it is.
It is.
Yeah.
They can't see you.
So issue 200, now we go back to one, right? And that's like the thing. That's the Marvel
right.
DC.
Right.
Are we rebranding? Come out with
rebrand. Outside the
box number one.
Outside
Sophia's
the
about to be dumb. She doesn't know she's blurred, so it's going to look weird.
That's what I said that earlier.
If she was in white, it would be like Yalorona's like behind you or some shit. Like it's so fuzzy and creepy looking.
Getting ready to kill me.
Oh, wow.
It does look like I have a ghost child behind me. It's fucked up.
There's no details, just like shadows on a face. It's so creepy looking.
It does look pretty dumb when she does that, though. So. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 200 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
You. I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Man, my house is really loud.
So
right now.
Loud all of a sudden.
Team Giannis, shut up.
All right.
Do they know we're trying to record?
Yeah, they do.
They just don't give a shit.
I made the mistake of coming back upstairs. Oh, man. So, everybody.
Doyle, I want to see that bottle empty by the end of the session.
How was that? He's about a fourth of the way there. How was your Friday this week, guys?
Like the actual Friday or the movie Friday?
The actual Friday.
I did a lot of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, me too.
The hell did I do on Friday?
Oh, no. Friday was my day to go do grocery shopping. So I had to take Sophia to a doctor's appointment, and then I had to go grocery shopping.
Alicia says we sat here all day.
Yeah.
Oh, because it snowed.
Yeah.
Was Friday the heavy day at work, sweetie? Or was that Saturday?
None of us know what fucking day of the week it is anymore.
It might as well be.
It could be literally any fucking day now. Sometimes I know that it's Sunday because we don't get mail.
True.
My corona's so chunky.
We don't get mail.
You've got a skunky corona there, bro. I'm not sure you want to drink that.
Oh, it's going to get drank. It's just going to add to the drunk.
I didn't know that beer was supposed to have floaties.
It's from the lime juice that I put in it. It's like stuck in a stasis, though. It's not actually dissipating. It's weird.
That is kind of weird.
I didn't know you put something in there. I was like, oh, gross, dude. You're drinking like skunky fucking beer. That's gross.
I put Mecco in it.
Ugh.
That's not good.
Oh, man. So, what'd you guys think of Friday the movie?
So 1995 is when this came out. It stars Chris Tucker. It stars Ice Cube. Nia Long is Debbie. Tiny Lister Jr. is Debo. John Witherspoon, who recently just passed away, is Ice Cube's dad. Regina King is Dana. Who else? Any other? Bernie Mac is the pastor.
Hello, Miss Parker.
Faison Love is Big Worm.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
Did you just cross yourself and kiss the sky?
That's for Bernie, like, bro. It's for Bernie.
That's fair. It's fair. For Bernie, it makes sense, I guess.
For Bernie's motherfucker.
Another whose name now I can't remember all of a sudden, but he's in an uncredited role, is the guy from The Green Mile. I can't remember his name all of a sudden.
Michael Clark Duncan?
There you go. Yep. He's in the scene where they're doing the flashback on the dice game when Red gets knocked the fuck out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's dead now.
Yeah, he dead too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that is him. That sucks. A lot of dead great actors in this movie.
Is it cursed? Is it because this movie's cursed?
Is it cursed?
Probably.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 78% critic score and a 91% audience score.
Naturally. That's because this movie is like the fucking coolest movie ever.
This movie was made for the people. The people.
I feel like when I first... bitches. I feel like when I first saw this movie, I did not understand it at all. Like... Definitely, I saw this when I was like 11 and I'd never been out of Greeley and had maybe seen like 4 black people in my whole life.
Yeah.
So I was like, I get that it's funny because that guy got knocked out. But past that, I don't think I understood this movie till I was probably like in my late teens, early 20s. And then it became amazing because it's just a movie about two dudes that get stoned all day.
Yeah, Tristan walked in during the drive-by scene. He was like, the fuck is this, Boys in the Hood or some shit? I'm like, you've clearly not seen enough gangster movies to know what the fuck is happening here. Right. Like, and I know he's never seen Boys in the Hood either, so I'm like, oh god, you really aged yourself there, bud. You just told everyone in the room how young you were.
The movie, too young. With a $3.5 million budget, it was shot in 20 days.
I believe that shit.
And it made $28.2
million. So awesome.
I feel like that entire movie was shot on one block.
Oh, 100% that movie was shot on one block.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was shot on, like, yeah, 2 stoops.
Oh, shit. Debo was...
Because you can see them walk from place to place, and it's always the same place. Yeah. Like they're going from his house back to Smokey's house, back to his house, and back to Smokey's house, then to the store, and like all the streets are right there. They definitely filmed in like a 4-block radius. Like it's awesome.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, like a tall tale sign of the 90s, like you didn't fucking leave your neighborhood. You didn't go much further than your own block to like hang out or do shit.
Yeah.
Like. You go next door, like three you know, doors down to your friend or whatever. Going to the store, yeah, you had to drive there because it's like a mile away. And when you're 18 with a car, that's a hike.
Right. His car, when he stops and it just keeps going. Just stop it. I'm trying.
I love it when he pulls off from the liquor store and everybody starts hiding because the backfires sound like gunshots.
So I was talking with Mel about this a little bit. How old do you think Ice Cube and Smokey are supposed to be, like as characters? Like, I feel like they're only supposed to be like 18 or 19 years old. Right?
I'd probably say somewhere between 19 or 22.
Yeah.
I would even say a little bit younger, just
like because even of, like because I like, said to Mel, maybe like they're maybe like 16 in high school.
Yeah. I don't think so because I don't know for sure, but it's nobody. John Witherspoon's character says, you know, you either go to college or you work if you're staying here. And so I just assumed he was already out of high school then.
So maybe 18 then.
Yeah. Also, I relate to John Witherspoon's character a lot more now than I used to. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, why is he always a dick to his son? And now I'm like, fuck you, Ashton. Stop eating my fucking food.
Or at least don't eat it in one sitting.
Yeah, or around me, because then I see that you're eating the stuff I bought for me, and that's what actually makes me upset.
So you know what?
You think you're the only one that likes pig feet in this house?
I wanted some of them hog maws.
You know what makes these pop culture classic episodes so fun for me is that now when we're watching, and I told Alicia this when we were watching it the other day, almost everything I watch is a director's cut of some sort. And I have not revisited this movie on the way that I revisited it in years. I only watch it on TV. And so there are parts of the movie that I didn't know existed until just last week. That the scene in the kitchen where he's talking about, you know, I want pig's feet, that it's extended by like 3 minutes. He's talking about all kinds of different foods that he's eating.
And I want collard greens.
I was like, what? Where did this happen? Did they just recently film this? Like, it was so much fun watching things that I've never seen. It's fun experiencing those things.
And anyone that lives with children or any other form of inconsiderate roommate knows exactly the feeling of that scene. Like, fuck you, stop eating my food.
Right. In general.
Yeah, but it's like weird because it's like a dad. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Like, in general, this movie is just funny. Like, it's like, yeah, it's got a good message. Yeah, it's got kind of like a little bit of a serious end. But holy shit, this movie makes me laugh out loud a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, this movie is like, I think one of the best old comics out there.
I would agree with that.
The whole thing's funny, fucking like front to end, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All it makes me want to do is watch How High and Half Baked now, though.
Those are recommended watches after I finished Friday last night. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
So can we think of a movie that in this vein that has to do with weed but isn't really about the weed, aside from it being sold and shit? Like, I think How High is – I haven't seen it in forever. But like Half Baked and How High and a lot of the Cheech and Chong movies are very, very over-the-top weed movies. Are there a lot of like funny movies that incorporate weed but aren't like too over-the-top? Like, this seems legit. This seems like a day in the life of these two stoners. Or one and a half stoners,
there's
I
one
guess.
Stoner.
Yeah.
There's one stoner and his fucking sucker-ass friend.
I mean, we just watched The Gentleman. That was a marijuana movie, technically.
Yeah.
That wasn't really about the weed.
I mean, Mallrats is kind of like that.
Like most Kevin Smith movies.
Most Kevin Smith movies, even before he smoked weed, were like about that. Yeah. Clerks and Mallrats both like really feature heavily like marijuana usage, but it's like not – like the point of the movie.
Right. Because I feel like a lot of those, especially Cheech and Chong movies, but a lot of those Half-Baked and all of those are just, they're just about weed and being funny, like crazy over the top, as opposed to just taking a slice of these dudes' lives out that happens to have weed in it, but also happens to have like drive-bys and crazy shit.
Harold and Kumar isn't like, it's true. Like the first Harold and Kumar movie, like, yeah, they get high, and like, yes, that's what starts their like exodus to like find White Castle. But like, really, the point of the movie is how fucking ridiculous their night got, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a giant White Castle advertisement. And side note, I'm not a fan of White Castle.
Yeah, neither am I.
Here's one that could be a pop culture classic: Dazed and Confused.
Oh, that's a pretty good movie. That it's is not straight up.
And it's not strictly about the drug usage either. It's just about these kids having a fucked up evening.
What are you saying, Doyle?
Guess what, guys? Guess what? Oh, I said I'm pretty drunk right now.
Oh, shit.
Hold the bottle up. Where are we at on the bottle, Doyle?
That's a cool third of that bottle, brother. That's a lot of booze.
Okay,
you might want to pump the brakes a little bit there, bud.
Hey,
I'm looking at a couple of
my mama, Jim.
I'm looking at a couple of you know, facts that maybe you didn't know about the movie. The director, who is F. Gary Gray, he makes a cameo. He's the one that when Ezel falls on the floor in the convenience store, he's the one that tells him to get his ass up and that it's not even wet there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'll sell out of court right now. for a 40 and 50 bucks.
This was
like, how about just 10? We call it even. Get the hell out of my store.
Apparently, this was Michael Clark Duncan's first movie role.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Debo was supposed to be a Crip.
Oh, that would have changed the tone of the movie completely if there was gang affiliation happening.
Yes.
Apparently,
legit gang affiliation.
Apparently, a lot of the crew members had to leave the set because Chris was making them laugh too much. And no, he was not high during the shoot.
I don't believe that.
And
I don't believe that.
He says he wasn't, but he says, and I quote,
still don't believe that.
He says, and I quote, he says, you can't make a movie high. Nah, I didn't stay in character, but it was a good movie to do. We had a lot of fun. Is what he said.
I feel like Kevin Smith could directly argue against that.
That's not true. He doesn't. I don't think he really creates the movies anymore. I guess he did with Reboot, but
I feel like Kevin Smith is probably stoned even when he's doing the DC TV show stuff.
Right.
Like, there's no way he's sober on set for Supergirl. I wouldn't be.
If you've ever
blown away by the situation.
If you've ever been or have said "Bye, Felicia," that's where that comes from.
Yes, because the crackhead wants them to give her money.
The soundtrack was number one on the Billboard chart.
It's got some fucking good music in it.
That Hood Rat Hoochie Mama song used to get stuck in my head all the time when I was a kid.
Chris Tucker declined to appear in any of the sequels except for the one that was supposed to happen just recently, but then John Witherspoon died and now it's not happening.
Damn.
And that's all of the fun facts that I could dredge up.
This movie made me really miss Chris Tucker. Like, that dude is funny as fuck, man. Like, I need him to get back on the saddle and do some more films, man.
You should watch his stand-up. He did a stand-up not too long ago, and it was pretty funny.
What's it on?
Oh shit, I don't remember. I YouTubed it. But he talks about not giving people advice to not listen to Wesley Snipes about taxes and how he got in trouble with all of that. He's all, Blade told me not to pay my taxes, so I had to listen to Blade.
That sounds good.
That's awesome.
You gotta listen to Blade.
I mean, if Blade tells you to do stuff, you should probably listen to Blade. Because he can, like, just touch your fucking hand out.
I mean, the Daywalker speaketh.
Right? To an intense techno soundtrack as well. Like, and while he's telling you to not pay your taxes, it's like...
Blood's falling from the ceiling. You're like, exactly. I'm never going to pay him!
Oh, man. So... going around the circle, Juan, what do you think of Friday? What do you give it?
For me, it's definitely a thumbs up. I honestly think it's just a one of its kind movie, and I feel even though I was only how old was I? 8 years old when it came out. I feel like this is the kind of movie that probably made a really big impact on black culture and maybe just culture in general when it first came out. It just kind of sparks me as what?
I don't know. I just said something. I said, are you sure?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I just kind of get that feeling. But it just seems like one of those big, even though it was made for no money, it just seems like it's one of those big culture movies. And it's referenced all the time. You know, it probably spawned from Cheech and Chong and some of the shit that came before it. But I almost would say that this is probably one of the most popular weed culture movies that's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about the big weed movies, everybody talks about the Cheech and Chong movies, Half Baked, How High, Friday, and that's about it.
Thumb circles, Big Lebowski.
Yeah, Big Lebowski. Well, yeah, that's fair. Oh, Pineapple Express.
But do they talk about that in the sense that it's like, because Pineapple Express is fairly newer. I don't want to say new because it's been a while, but
it's definitely a weed classic by now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doyle speak.
Oh, I was saying, you're probably right. It has to do with weed.
And it, like, it big time has to do with weed, and it's, like, a crazy action comedy on top of it. Fuck, dude. Every time I see you take a drink, I'm like, he is going to feel so shitty tomorrow.
Gabe, that's what coronavirus is about.
He's got that coronavirus.
Some of my favorite quotes. I didn't know. I forgot. Puff Puff Give came from this. Even though I don't smoke, I think that's funny.
I don't know that it came from this.
I don't know, but that's the first time I've ever heard it in anything.
I feel like my dad used to say it fairly regularly when I was like way before this movie.
All right, here we go. This is a quote that I feel like I can positively say that all four of us have said at some point because it was totally relevant, but you just got knocked the fuck out. I feel like all of us have said that to a friend or like during a fight or something.
Probably accurate.
This
100% true.
This seems like the stoner quote that makes you sound smart and makes you sound like you think you know what you're talking about. I feel like Gabe would say this. He said when he said weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you. I feel like that's some shit that Gabe would say.
I have 100% said to people, weed is from the earth.
Like, even when I didn't smoke, I have used that quote before.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have a problem with it necessarily.
What are some other quotes? I just had them up. What are some other ones? You got fired on your... How the fuck you get fired on your day off?
Fired on your day off.
Yeah.
So you ain't got me on tape stealing boxes.
Kind of like that statement's going to be relevant to me here eventually. He's going to call me. Hey, we don't want you back.
Like, all right, bye.
I like, remember it, write it down, take a picture. I don't give a fuck. That's a funny quote. Oh, man, there's a lot in this movie.
The whole monologue about the refrigerator just like speaks to me like on an unprecedented level. But the how comes every time I'm in the kitchen getting something to eat, you're in the kitchen eating up all my food. Like, I love that. Like, how indignant he is that his son is in the same place. when the mom says, "Oh, I didn't make anything for you. This is for me."
He picks up the milk carton and doesn't realize that it only has 2 fucking ounces in it.
Right. He pats the bottom of it like somehow more milk is going to come out.
Because we've all been poor enough to have had cereal with water, and it is not fun.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, you know how we know how old he is? There's a quote about him being in the shitter.
Huh? Which one?
I'm going to find it. He says he comes
like
in.
I can smell your shit for 20 years, but you can't smell my shit.
He says, I've been smelling your shit for whatever.
Yeah, like 18 years or some shit like that. I've been smelling your shit for 18 years. You can't smell my shit for 5 minutes. Get your ass in here, boy.
Oh, I can't
wonder
what
happens if I type in "I've been smelling your shit for 15 years."
nothing good.
It's got to be some kind of porn.
It probably will be something 22. From Germany.
Oh my god, the quote came up. I've been smelling your shit for 22
there
years.
There you go. He's 22 years old.
All right.
No, you can't smell mine. That is that is on Twitter from Ice Cube. It's a quote from
he's 22.
May 20th, 2016. Says, I smelled your shit for 22 years and now you can't smell mine for 5 minutes.
All right, but think about the craziness of that scene. Can you see yourself, Gabe, for 5 minutes calling Ashton into the bathroom while you're taking
fuck
a shit?
No.
And they're monsters.
Be like, Ashton, get in here and talk to me while I take a shit.
And they're monstrous
like,
locks.
With no shirt on. Like, he's just sitting there taking a shit.
Like, I hope he's got his legs closed and he's tucking a little bit. Or has he got a towel over his
neck? Nah, he doesn't give a fuck. No,
he's
that
just
guy
sitting there, dick out and everything, talking to his son, taking a shit.
And you can hear the shit just bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
and the little... like... we did Doyle just Hadouken?
He just threw in a Hadouken,
That's what I thought, yeah.
A poopkin.
It's relevant. So
can we talk about how amazing the whole Pastor and Mrs. Parker scene is with Bernie Mac. Oh, hello, Mrs. Parker.
Ms. And he like Parker, runs across Ms. the Parker.
Street. Yeah. And he gets chased out of the house by a midget. Like, what the fuck is going on there?
But who is that actor? Because that guy, that little person, is in a ton of movies. Like, who the fuck is that guy?
I don't know, but I miss Bernie Mac, though. He's a good guy.
I miss Bernie Mac, too. I just watched all the Oceans movies because I got in an Oceans kick. And I'm like, fuck, Bernie Mac, sad.
His name is Joseph Anthony Cox, but he went by his apparently his stage name was Tony Cox. He was in 1980s Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with a P. Nice Dreams, Smokey Bites the Dust, Under the Rainbow, Penitentiary 2. Anything? He was in Return of the Jedi. Oh, he was an Ewok.
Yeah, what? He's
Bernie Mac was an Ewok.
No, the little dude.
He's in the Bad Santa movies. What? I think he's in that Jim Carrey movie, Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yes, he's the dad.
He's the actual father.
He's in Spaceballs, Beetlejuice. Damn, he's had a hell of a career.
I'm saying, dude, that guy's been in a ton of shit.
Jesus.
I think we lost Gabe, though.
Anytime you're a midget who acts, I mean, anytime there's a role for a small person, you're probably getting a call, you know what I mean?
It says he's still
like,
here.
But he's not just doing movies, though. He's done a lot of great movies, Damn. Though.
Yeah.
All right, I added Gabe back in. Hopefully he's there.
I believe it.
AP Ram said, one of the best weekend of my youth. I don't know what that means. Age of Apocalypse was about to kick off. Started going to the movies with friends. Big belly laughs I can remember in a theater.
That movie is funny as shit.
Age of Apocalypse gave him belly laughs?
No, I think he's talking about this movie, but Age of Apocalypse just happened to come out around the same time.
I think he's talking about the comics, not the movie.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Yeah. That feels like, right.
This person has a convoluted sense of time. It's great that the X-Men movies are based on a convoluted sense of time, so maybe he's that good.
Sweetie, Doyle is just pounding Crown Royal right now. It is rough. Like, I'm really curious to know where the live listener interaction part is going to go.
Tip.
I'm not judging. This is fun as fuck.
It does disinfect everything.
Mel unplugged the internet.
You are killing all the coronavirus in your throat right now. Sure. And that's where it hangs out the first 2 weeks, right?
Mel unplugged the internet at Gabe's house, so we won't have him here for the close of this episode. But it sounds like everybody gave it a thumbs up. We all loved it.
How do you accidentally unplug the internet?
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit right where their little internet boxes right on the floor in the living room.
Jason Wells saw my – he's the next pick, I believe. I just asked him what the next one would be. I should qualify that.
What's he got?
I don't know.
Does he know yet? Oh, damn.
So I'll update that as it happens. But I guess I'll close the show. You can find us at Outside Long Box on Facebook and Twitter, patreon.com/TOTLB, facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. Just search YouTube for Thinking Outside the Long Box and you'll find us. Anything else, guys? Our voicemail is 970-573-6148. You can always send us an email if you hate Doyle or anybody else at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Anything else, boys?
Juan, if you've ever read our iTunes reviews, you will know that Doyle is arguably the most popular person on the show.
I was just reading them today, too.
He's like name dropped, like, I don't know, 5 out of 50.
I'm well loved, son.
if you were to tally up all the names, it's like Doyle, John, even though he hasn't been on in the last 100, and then. Like Gabe and I are.
Oh shit!
Listed.
Gabe's back.
Sorry, guys.
John recently turned out he's just collecting money, but I did speak to him.
He's probably collecting a lot of money right now. Hopefully, everything's going well. I would assume so.
Yeah, seems like he's been doing all right with his stream sales.
Yeah, for
I know
sure.
They're still doing those.
It would be cool if he'd come back on the show, but he is still collecting funds, so that's all.
It would be cool. It would be so cool.
Gabe, you missed like a full chug like 5 minutes ago. Like, you'll hear it in the episode if you listen to it. I'm like, oh my God, I told Alicia about it.
Oh, man.
Not gonna lie. Fucked up those 2 drinks ago.
We're
on uncharted
territory. We're in undiscovered country right now.
Oh, man, he is gonna be asleep by the end of the fan interaction episode.
Oh, yeah, we still have one more episode to go before that, too.
Oh, look at this guy.
Look at that. Hold the bottle up one more time.
I feel like he's been drinking those on the daily since he hasn't been going to work.
Corona champion.
Jesus.
What is that?
Crown.
He's drank all that?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder he doesn't have coronavirus. He's
there are
There was a touch of concern in that, yeah, Gabe. You might want to go check on Doyle later tonight.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I'll give the last little bit to Petrie. We'll be good.
Petrie will be fucking dead, man.
Oh, shit.
According to you, the last little bit is, oh, there's only like an inch left at the bottom.
So I guess we should say tomorrow, since we're talking about stoner movies, tomorrow's 420. Albie just put out that he is leaving cookies out for Snoop Dogg.
I'm gonna watch the Willie Nelson 420 on 420.
Oh, is there a concert?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's doing it's at like 420 on his Facebook or something. So
did he actually quit smoking? Yeah. Or is he still, or did he never stop?
So if you read the article, he actually quit.
And he just takes edibles.
Correct. So he just ingests now. He doesn't actually smoke it because he said it was bad on his lungs.
Yeah. That I can understand now.
Because he's like 100.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson's old as fuck.
He was hanging out with the Highwaymen forever, bro.
So here we go. To help Doyle out. Are there any good movies about just drinking, straight up drinking?
I don't know.
Like in the way that they make stoner
Roadhouse.
Movies? True, I guess, but I'm
Roadhouse
talking about like
more
drinking
about being
beers.
A badass.
Beer Fest, yeah.
Beer Fest is definitely about
So
drinking.
This says the 15 best drinking movies of all time. Number 15 is The Thin Man from 1934.
Okay, yes, that is 100% true. The Nick and Nora, the main characters in that movie, literally drink constantly while they solve a crime outside of the scope of the law. It's a fucking amazingly good movie.
14 is National Lampoon's Nora, Animal House.
Animal House is definitely about drinking.
They're kind of coming back.
The 1988 movie Cocktail.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Weekend at Bernie's.
That's about death.
Yeah, I don't see that as a drinking movie.
1996 Swingers.
Kinda, yeah, but not really.
2000's Coyote Ugly.
Damn. I just realized this is only the third of four segments.
No, this is the second of four segments.
No,
we did How High and we did...
We didn't do How High at all.
We didn't do How High, dude.
We're still on Friday right now. We haven't finished that. I just disappeared for 5 minutes.
Sorry, Friday, not How High.
Oh, fuck, Doyle. Oh,
fuck, Doyle, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. On that note, ladies and gentlemen,
take us out.
I think we can all agree that Friday is a phenomenal movie. If you'd like to know more about Thinking Outside the Long Box, visit us at totlb.com. Of course, you can find us all of our social medias there, and
Doyle on his floor here soon.
I know, right? tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. Be sure to subscribe there. If you would like to support the show, find us at patreon.com/TOTLB. It's absolutely the best way to help the show out so that we can keep doing what we do. And, of course, find us 970-573-6148. Leave a message on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. If you feel like we should get an intervention for Doyle, we will probably ignore you. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I used to be Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 200 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
200! Woo!
Corona!
Look.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.